I've got some great entertainment lined up for the weekend, Tone, and you can join in. I want you to go to a cinema and see a Hugh Grant film. Right. And during the movie, whenever you feel like it, just stand up and heckle. It's great fun. It really is. I went to see Four Weddings and a Funeral last night. And the fun we had. I'd wait till a really poignant bit, and then at the top of my voice, I'd just stand up and say something like, sorry, Hugh, didn't recognise you with your pants on. Everyone started getting into it. The woman behind me, during the scene where he's in his car and he's driving like a maniac because he's late for the wedding, she stood up and she's gone, hey, Hugh, slow down. You'll have that young lady's eye out. We've got Hugh Grant on the line now.
Hello, Meg. How are you? Obviously, one is delighted and thrilled to be a part of your marvellous, lovely and ravishing radio programme. It's splendid, absolutely quite wonderful and enchanting.
What exactly is the story?
Well, obviously, one has been revealed to be something of a sleazebag and not quite as lovely and splendid and fluffy and wavy-haired and boyish as everyone had been led to believe.
But you're dating the world's most famous set of fun bags at the moment.
Yeah.
Why do you need to pick up hookers at 3 a.m?
Well, in all fairness, Mick, one does feel that there has been something of a misunderstanding. I mean, on the night in question, I was simply driving my car, rather lovely and delightful and ravishing Ford Fiesta, down the Sunset Strip. I was in the process of considering a number of lovely film offers, which have obviously been coming my way over the last few weeks, ever since I started parading my stuttering, doe-eyed, fluffy-haired shtick for the women's magazines. And I was in need of some rather urgent advice, so I simply pulled over at an intersection and gestured to a rather lovely and ravishing and delightful woman who I, being in Hollywood, assumed to be a studio executive or some sort of publicist. And she approached the vehicle, and I said, would you mind, giving me some advice on this rather lovely script I'm considering? And she said, where is it? And I replied, perhaps somewhat hastily, in my pants. Now, obviously, she was only beginning to get a feel for the script when the officers rather unexpectedly arrived.
Really?
Yes, that's my story.
Okay, well, what out of interest was the script?
Well, obviously, now that one is a big Hollywood star, one is receiving a lot of lovely offers to appear in sequels. And in this case, it was the lead in Terminator 3.
Is that right? How would you play the Terminator?
Well, it's quite straightforward. Here's an example of some of my dialogue here. Attention, one is the Terminator, and unless you can direct me to that delightful Sarah Connor, one will be forced to make something of a frightful hoo-ha.
Right, that's very convincing.
Thanks, yeah,
finally, Hugh, how will this scandal affect the release of your new film, The Englishman Who Went Up a Hill and Came Down a Mountain?
Well, we have had to retitle the film, The Englishman Who Went Up a Dark Street and Came Almost Immediately.
This is from the papers yesterday. To all the Hugh Grant bashers, I wish to make one point. Men who enjoy the finest of home cooking never have to eat at restaurants. No, and I'm sure Hugh does enjoy some very fine home cooking, but obviously with the kitchen shut, he has to go to the drive-thru.